And we are on. I guess we're live. Yes, we are. Welcome to the Monday afternoon show. A skin of our teeth radio show coming at you right now. Just walking in the door, running a little bit late, but caught Devin Connolly with 4 seconds left. So I didn't even get to ask Devin how the heck he's doing. So Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension, welcome to the show. I'm a little frazzled. How the heck are you doing?
I'm doing all right. We just finished with an event this weekend that was big and fun. Lots of kids came into the Siuslaw Amada Forest and were trick-or-treating, learning about the woods. It was a big project, but lots of fun, very rewarding.
Were there tons of kids?
Oh, yeah.
Madness.
Tons of families, scavenger hunts, a lot of pictures taken, faces painted.
Yep. So Cornell Cooperative Extension has been doing events like this for really a long time. Have you found that in recent years that the attendance has increased at all?
Especially since I think the biggest thing is like thinking about since COVID, where people were like, you know, we lost people for a while. But it's been steadily going back up with a lot of the events.
So cool. So cool. I mean, what beautiful weather. We've had such crazy, like, almost summertime action. What's going on out there?
I don't know. I'm confused as you are, Kieran.
Okay. I mean, you want to be happy, right? It's like, yay, it's 83 and it's almost November.
I tell our natural resources and climate change crew, I'm just like, yeah, keep up the good work. You know, it's really nice out right now.
Yeah.
Awesome. They don't like that joke.
So, Devin, what do you guys got going on? Do you have some announcements for us in the month ahead?
I do. All right. So we have a few events coming up. First things first, it's October 29th will be start of our – actually, no. We're going to skip this one because that one already started. I didn't realize it's on the schedule twice. But November 1st, we have our 4-H art show opening. That'll be at the Agroforestry Resource Center. And that's, you know, November, this Friday, which is very, very, very weird. So, of course...
It totally is.
I know. It's just like, how did this happen? How does this happen to me? How does it happen to us, Kieran?
It's 100%. And I think we're not just saying this. Like, it's real. It's very real. Mm-hmm. I said the same thing, I think, yesterday. I was like, holy moly. Okay. Yep. November's coming up, guys. Yep.
So, 4-H art show's coming. All proceeds will go... we return to these young artists, 10% going back to 4-H. Join us in ACRA, the Agroforestry Resource Center. We'll be starting at 6 to 7:30. Light refreshments will be available. This will stay up through the months of November and most of December. But so if you're not able to make the opening, please come in and check it out. Next, we have a webinar called Forest Carbon in Your Backyard. This will be on Wednesday, November 6th. This is ideally for forest owners or just other environmental enthusiasts. We are learning to improve the healthier forests while promoting forest carbon storage and sequestration. You'll be learning about forest ecology, forest carbon, the benefits to forest owners who prioritize forest carbon in their management practices. So this is the second part of a 3-part series. If you want to go back and watch the other one, we can get that to you. But just if you're interested in anything forest carbon or just anything environmentalism and maintaining a forest, you know, sign up for this event. You can learn more. An event will be, you know, as always, you can register at ccecolumbiagreen.org /events if you want to add it. But I think you can figure out. They can probably figure out the website once they get there.
I think that's so awesome you're doing that. I told you last time just the importance of, you know, responsible forest management. And mm-hmm. I've just noticed so many instances, like we've come supposedly evolved and developed as a culture for a while now. And you just see these things happening, just like total clear cutting and devastating forests and like not taking care of them in our communities. And I'm just like, whoa, I think we still have a long way to go in understanding really how to steward ecology in our midst. And I'm glad that workshop's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What else do we have next? My links. Next, we'll have something more geared towards farmers. It's a lunch and learn. This is a nice. This is with NYSERDA. It's agriculture energy efficiency programs. You can join us for a what's the WGXC accessible program meeting for a lunch and learn event to discover about NYSERDA's agriculture energy audit program. This is a program that is no cost to New York farmers. We'll be able to cover the, we'll go over the REAP, R-E-A-P, Technical Assistance Program, which can fund up to 50% of project costs if awarded. So if you want to learn how to enroll, navigate program steps, and you know how to secure funding, this is a great resource for anyone who is a, you know, farming currently or wants to get into farming. And this is event, it's open to all New York agricultural producers and greenhouse growers. So yeah, if you're farming in the area, even beyond our county lines, please don't miss out and join us.
Cool. Lots of new farmers out there.
Mm-hmm. And then, very important for CCE, we'll be having our annual meeting on November 12th. If you, especially if you live in Columbia or Greene County, you pre-register, you can vote for our, you know, our new board members, really make a difference in the organization. Or if you just want to come and learn more what we are about, this is a great time to do that. This will be at the Extension Education Center on November 12th. And what is that timing? Oops, clicking on it. Just 6:30, 7:30. So again, short and sweet, and but a really good time to sort of meet everyone in inside the organization.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Next, we'll have our inclusive, or I think differently programmed, specifically for folks in targeted in Columbia County. This is inclusive community crafting. Kiana brought up, you know, think differently in the programs we run for those who are on the spectrum. The idea is that this will be a crafting course using a variety of hands-on sensory-friendly materials. And throughout the process of creating diverse decorations for upcoming holiday season, you know, you'll be able to nurture, you know, communication and, you know, trying to learn supportive strategies that align with, you know, each child's skills. So, really great class that we're always happy to announce is accessible. This will be November 14th, 1 to 2:30 at the Extension Education Center in Hudson. If anyone doesn't know where that is, it's right up 66 as you leave town. Pretty easy to find on a map. Yeah, not too far, and pretty close to, like, you know, a lot of the main stuff happening in Columbia County.
Right up by Fishing Game Road.
Go exactly, Fishing Kieran. Game Road.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a fun name.
Fishing Game. There's no fish or game along that road that we know of. Actually, there's lots of deer. But the old the Sportsman Fishing Game place is on that road, I think. Is that still there, probably?
I haven't actually driven down it in a really long time.
It's been a while. So I used to live in Harlemville, and I used to work in Hudson, and I used to go the back way to Philmont on Fishing Game Road from Hudson all the time. That was my jam, Fishing Game Road. Sometimes I'd keep going up 66 and take Gaybauer Road and then come out kind of by Melt's Lumber down there, but in Mellonville. I love Columbia County. It's a beautiful time of year, too. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely so gorgeous.
Tell me what you think, but a couple of people have said this. I agree that I think the colors seem more brilliant this year than in a long time. I mean, insane colors going on out there.
Yeah. I think so, especially looking out from the forest, you know, as they're all weekend, you know, all Saturday, taking pictures of the event. But as you can see, the escarpment, I don't know if it was the just like what was being shielded on the mountainside, but you can just see this like very yellow or, you know, very like hot yellow just like stick out from all the trees from around it. And I think I don't know if it was just like what was being produced in those like deciduous trees up there. Was it surrounded by pines, or was there just like, you know, like maybe like a curve in the mountain that was just protecting those trees and like keeping the leaves from pointing up? But I was like, oh my God, wow, that is, you know, the juxtaposition of that was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I saw a bunch like that recently too. The yellows are insane. The ones I've seen are mostly maples, giant maple trees with like a golden yellow. Literally, that it's like a light going off. You're walking by and you're like, whoa, that's like a light shining. So incredible. I love it. And of course, we get the leaf peepers up here over here in Berkshire County. We've had very, very busy, touristy kind of weekends and weeks. Pumpkin Fest over here in Stockbridge was a big hit. Last night was last night. Yeah, so good stuff happening out there, Devin.
Yeah. And we actually have one more event to finish out November. Or actually, it's sort of two. It's a holiday wreath workshop with the Master Gardeners. Same date, same time, two locations happening simultaneously. And that'll be on November 23rd. One will be at both of our offices, one in Hudson, one in Accra. And so November 23rd, 9:30 to 12. Come and join the Master Gardeners. They've run this shop every year consistently. They do a wonderful job making wreaths. All the materials and tools will be provided. If you need a little help, you know, or guidance, unsure about what you're doing, they're all really nice. So yeah, don't miss out on some of this holiday fun, and you get like a really cool wreath that you can bring home.
You get the good tools.
Yes.
Nice.
I mean, like they know the good the flowers and the plants that work. I cannot even, you know, start to imagine like how they just like, oh yeah, that will look good.
Yeah. Nice. That is great. Well,
And then I think that will be it for November, Kieran. Next time I'm in, though, I'm going to Scotland actually next week, and so hopefully I'll have some stories about like cool cows or something that I can tell you.
Yeah. I want to know how it goes. That's awesome. Where are you going? Whereabouts? All over? Or?
No, mostly visiting family, my dad's family, who are in Glasgow and also in a town called Oban, which is a little further, like about an hour and a half north of Glasgow.
It sounds familiar. I remember good old Andy Reid. We used to do the show together, actually, for some time there. He was from Glasgow, I think it was. And he let the soccer team he liked was Celtic. They were called Celtic.
That is the team that I'm going to go see while I'm there.
Oh, you're gonna go see? Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. So who is this that you're talking about?
So I think he went on another show. He was on Sugar Shack Jukebox with a buddy of his sometimes, and Andy Reid. Yeah, I don't know if he's on the air anymore, but he's from up in Greene County. He was on the air with me for a while. We'd always talk all things Scotland and be goofy. But yeah, he hated the Rangers. He just really no love for the Rangers whatsoever. It was all about Celtic.
Yeah, my dad would say things I cannot say on the radio about Rangers.
Yes, they are sworn enemies. Oh, my goodness. Yep. And, so definitely some soccer out there. I got to catch some soccer yesterday and the day before. The Barcelona-Madrid game, that was really good. Not for if you're a Madrid fan.
Absolutely not.
And then there was Liverpool and Arsenal. Was an incredible game. That was yesterday. So we have a little pub down the road here in Housatonic, a young woman from the area. She actually played semi-pro in Scotland after graduating Monument Mountain High School here in Great Barrington. So she played for the Spartans in Great Barrington and then played for the Spartans in, like, Edinburgh, I think it was.
That's so cool.
And so she's all about the soccer, so she's, like, opening early at 10 a.m. on Sundays when there's soccer games happening. And Guinness and English breakfasts and all sorts of crazy shenanigans down here. So I'm glad to hear you're going to Scotland. You're going to see some soccer. I can't wait to hear all about it.
All right, I'll let you know. Any other stories? And Oban, you probably know because I do believe there is a whiskey.
There is, very famous
from there.
That's what it is. I was like, could it have been on a whiskey night that I heard that name? And I think it's a really good whiskey, too, as a matter of fact.
Yes. I think it's, they might say world class.
Probably. Probably a little better than Jack or Jim, Uncle Jack or Uncle Jim. So safe travels. And thanks next so time we talk, Devin, we're going to hear all about Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And see if you find any short-legged cows over there. See if they're
short.
Yeah, I'm curious. Because I got some Irish cows that are really short. I'm thinking there's probably a bunch of Scottish cows that are short, too.
Probably.
Yep, sturdy folks. Okay, great.
All right, have a good one, Kieran. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension, folks, with the month ahead, November, right around the corner. All right, Devin, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you have it, the latest from Cornell. Always doing the good stuff. Always, like, putting on the great workshops and educational activities, fun activities, all sorts of good stuff. So what we're going to do right now is just kick it off with some bad religion. Been thinking a lot about Bad Religion, the band, and how relevant their 80s punk themed music is today in so many ways, their lyrics and all that. Here's The New Dark Ages. It should lift you up, don't worry.
You're done. summit.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Wayne Coe. I'm here with the question I've been asking for 9 months. Why are my school taxes making kids die? Why? Why are you guys blowing up babies for your benefits in the teacher's retirement system? You guys are funding Boeing, which is dropping 2,000-pound bombs on schools just like this and burning to death children just like mine. Why? Why don't you cease? Why don't you stop? I've asked you to divest. I've asked you to have public meetings about divestment because most people don't even know what divestment is. It is a costless, beneficial, culturally useful way to get out of
your true
board. It is a cultural, beneficial way to steer dangerous, murderous companies like Boeing, Teledyne, Israel Discount Bank, Lockheed Martin from destroying other cultures. Genocide and erasure. Folks, that's what that flag represents. That's what this school represents. How are you guys operating complicit in genocide and erasure? Well, I've been coming here for 9 months, and I've noticed that when I speak for 3 minutes, they don't post the board minutes. The two-hour meeting, they hide. Now, I could say, well, they're hiding from shame, from infamy, of being war profiteers in the teacher's retirement system. But I think it's maybe a larger part of the genocide and erasure process, which we did to the Native Americans, which fascist Germany did to the European Jews, and which Israel is doing to the Palestinians. So we're here, and history has come full circle. We're standing here committing genocide through this company, this $41,000 per student company. And you guys should cease and desist and stop funding genocide through NYSTRAS and the murderous companies that it represents. Because you don't need to do it for the benefits of the teachers. You don't need to do it for the benefits of these students. And all these students should be researching what's going on in Palestine and seeing for themselves how the investments, domestic and global, in the teacher's retirement system are funding this horror. Thank you.
took away Sacco Vanzetti, Bobby Seale, the Black Panthers as well. They came for Patsy O'Hara, Francis Hughes, and his friend. In Boston, Chicago, Saigon, San Diego, the Buckside, and Belfast. And places that never make headlines, the list never ends. And no time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show tears if for fears in the morning. No time for goodbye and no time to ask why. And the sound of the sirens is the cry of the morning. The trade union leaders, the writers, the fighters, with the rebels and all. And the women who fought with the scabs at the factory gates. Some of them the daughters of unnumbered heroes who paid with their lives. And the people whose class or creed or belief was their only mistake. And no time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show tears if for fears in the morning. No time for goodbye and no time to ask why. And the sound of the sirens, the cry of the morn.
Mellow Sounds from Peter Gabriel. That was 14 Black Paintings from the album Us. Peter Gabriel. I remember when that album came out. Yes, indeed, we heard. Let's see. Christy Moore. Only got a couple minutes till the news here, and then we are going to talk about something called Earth Opera in Kingston happening this weekend. That's a good, exciting convo happening at 5:10 right after the news. Do not go away. It's going to be good. Christy Moore with No Time for Love. We heard Bjork with Tanya Tagak, a throat singer from the Inuit territory. And we heard Mariam Hassan from Morocco, Western Sahara, rather, La Intifada, Hatchet Field with Leave the Bodies Where They Lay, and Wayne Coe in front of the Chatham School Board talking about genocide. And it looks like we are back on the air. Back on the air. Here we go. All right. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the Monday afternoon show. As promised, I have guests right now with me on the line. This was a slightly last minute situation, but we pulled it together. Here we are. Seat of our pants. Radio right here. So right now I have with us Elizabeth Clark and Jed Zaib. Although Jed, am I saying that right?
I am close.
Okay. Elizabeth and Jed, thank you so much for joining us on the Monday afternoon show. You are going to talk about this Saturday's production of Seeds Under Nuclear Winter, an Earth Opera Sanctuary Edition. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so what do we got going on? We have the Earth Opera. Should we start right there? What is the Earth Opera? What's going on over in Kingston, over at the old Dutch church these days? Sounds intriguing.
Yeah, well, the Earth Opera has been something we've been performing in various iterations for the last 4 years. It's a recreation of dreams and visions through world and sacred music, light experiments, dance, movement. And so this was written up at Birdcliff in the residency over the course of 4 years. And we've been performing at site specifically in the Widow Jane mine for the last for these 4 years with a cast of between 25 and 35 Hudson Valley artists. So this will be the first time that we're adapting it for this kind of new space, the old Dutch church. So this is the sanctuary edition of the show. We have Andes Manta in our pit orchestra. We're also utilizing the pipe organ and its 2,220 pipes as the drone for the show. And we have a Melora Krieger and cello and members of Mama Llama Ensemble. Jed is in it. Everyone is doing everything. So musicians are also moving around and being different characters in the dream. And there's a lot of crossing over between the disciplines to create like an immersive experience that it's rather otherworldly. There's a lot of nightmares. There's also a lot of visions of divine beings that show up from all different parts of the world. So, for instance, Jed is Krishna, and he's also playing the part of a televangelist in another scene.
Because when you play Krishna, you have to also be a televangelist. They just go together, obviously, right?
Very complimentary. also a magic bug in a rainforest scene. So, you know, these things are all connected, for sure.
So cool. Can I interrupt and just say how excited I am about your musical lineup? I know Melora, a.k.a. Rasputina.
Correct.
And yes, indeed. Awesome music from Rasputina there. And I know what I'm assuming is probably some of the same dudes from Andes Manta's Ecuadorian South American music. They are so good. The pipes, they got the pan pipes and just awesome guitar. They've been at various festivals over the decades, actually. Like 20 years now, I think, in our area. So, and Rasputina as well. And then you said there's a drone. So that means, can you just explain that? Is that like background music? Did you say from the pipe organ? What was that about?
Yeah. The old Dutch church, it's very, very exciting. Because they have a whole wall that is an organ. So yeah, 2,221 pipes, just a random fact that I put in my pocket about this organ. It's just really powerful. We've had harmoniums and other sources of this kind of foundational drone for a lot of the pieces. And this pipe organ is like a new creature a new being that's joining the show. And you could really feel it. I mean, the whole space at times with that organ, there's definitely waves happening even in the floor. So it's almost like the building is being played by it, which is really beautiful, because when we've previously done this in the mine, we've also incorporated that space as an instrument. The old cement mine, it's like an amphitheater inside the earth, and the sonic atmosphere in there is a whole other world. So this was a nice creature to bring in, since we are in a new space that is not the same kind of resonance as the Widow Jane mine.
Huh. Sorry, I think I might have technical difficulties with my microphone. Now, you folks can hear me fine, right?
I can hear you.
Okay, so I'm just checking the levels. Sorry about that. We're it's community radio, so we're just trying to work out the glitches. Hopefully they hear me. But more importantly, I want to hear from you. So keep telling me, how old is that church? It's beautiful stonework, that old Kingston stonework on that church. I mean, we're talking like that thing is ancient. It's probably 1700s is what I'm guessing.
I am guessing you're right. That is not a random fact that I have available.
It's all right. Like, generally speaking, it's older than like us all put together.
It's definitely older than we are put together.
Okay. So can we talk a little more about the production and the inspiration of it? And Jed, how do we say your last name?
Zayeb.
I was close.
However you want to say it. Just a Z is fine. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Just the inspiration behind this production. Well, you're performing, and Elizabeth, you created the production. Is that right?
She created it, and she performs.
And you perform as well. Okay. So how did this all come about? How did you team up together and find yourself at the church?
Wow. Well, Elizabeth's been doing this for much longer than I. I've been in the past 2 years. I just moved up to the Hudson Valley from Brooklyn about a year and a half ago. And Elizabeth was the first person I met here and the beginning of my introduction to Hudson Valley artists and creatives. And she welcomed me rather quickly into the Earth Opera and, just a conversation about what it was and even what it isn't. And the uniqueness of, doing it in the mine really captivated me. And then when I met all these 30 plus people that were in it, and there was a whole, when we do it in the mine, there's a gamelan and all kinds of other instruments that we can't drag into the church. But it's a huge group of super awesome creative people, a semi-rotating door where we bring new people in and people come and go, and we've added things and taken away things even just from last year to this year. Like this year we added a brass section in the mine, and this year we added, projection mapping. So there's this whole crazy visual thing put on by B.A.
Milne? B.A. Mayal,
yeah. B.A. Mayal. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. Wonderful. And that will also be moving into the sanctuary with us.
Mm-hmm. And the trumpet section, we had this 6-foot carnyx, which is like an ancient Celtic war horn. It seemed appropriate for the year. And the opera started in 2016, actually. That was the kind of very beginning of writing it. And I was on a retreat with one of my mentors, Meredith Monk, and had a dream the night before the 2016 election with these monks floating down a hallway while I was off in a room in the monastery tuning my harp. So the harp, the show is narrated through the harp a lot of the time. So I was in this dream, tuning my harp in a room in a monastery. The monks floated down the hallway. And when they got to the end of the hallway, their robes I noticed underneath their hoods that there was nothing inside. They had no face. There was nothing inside. And they were speaking this language that made my bones very cold in the dream. And when they got to the end of the hallway, their robes dropped and they turned into shadows that went out over the land and down the streets and into neighborhoods. And this is the night before the 2016 election. And then I remember the dream in the Garrison Institute when I was on this retreat about a month later with Meredith. And I turned around from my room and saw down the hall. And this was the exact space that I was in that dream. So I was in that dream hallway. And that was kind of the beginning of starting to write the opera. So I do feel like at this moment and doing the show, although it's not overtly political, and I had no idea really where it would go just by following the thread of writing the work. I feel like now I kind of know what it's about, but I didn't when I started. And as we do the pieces and as I'm walking around in the dreams, it starts to make a little bit more sense, you know, after performing the work and embodying it and having all of us as a community embody the dream, that it really came alive for us and for other people. I mean, we had 4 years of this, so probably around 3,000 people have seen the show in those, you know, 4 weekend performances that we've done over the years. But I do feel like, you know, this will be the last one for a while on November 2nd at the Old Dutch Church. And yeah, that's where it started, but it doesn't live there. I mean, there's a lot of light and uplift, despite the title of it being Seeds Under Nuclear Winter. It's really about the hope beneath that and the, you know, interconnectedness that we have with each other. Doesn't matter where you come from, you know, and how connected we are to our planet and all the living things. That's kind of the core of it.
Awesome. I have to go to quickly to a song right now so I can try to fix my audio, which is not working. I'm really glad your audio is working. Mine is not. So please forgive me. I'm really sorry. I have to go to a song and I'll come right back to you in a minute.
Great.
See ya.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, looks like mic number two is working. I think we're having an issue with mic number one, and that's why I'm really glad to have two mics. So we're going to go right back to Elizabeth and Jed. Disaster averted. Anyway. So we're talking with Elizabeth Clark and Jed Zaib. Almost saying it right still. And I'm just fascinated by this show coming up. It's this Saturday. I don't have the time right in front of me. What's the time?
7:30?
It's at 7:30. Doors are at 7.
Yep, in the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. That's right there, right smack dab down near Wall Street, actually, I think it is. Right? That's the big one right by Wall, top of Wall Street or whatever.
72. Sort of. Graveyard around it.
Yeah. Yep, it's got the graveyard. It's got the courthouse like across the way, not far. It's such a cool area of town. So we're talking to Elizabeth Clark, Jed Zaib. The name of this is Seeds Under Nuclear Winter, an Earth Opera Sanctuary Edition. And Sanctuary, I got that from you. That is in relation to the fact that it's being performed in the old church, which is like the sanctuary. So that's where Sanctuary Edition comes in, right? Okay.
I go down a bit because, as Elizabeth said, we've always presented it inside the Widow Jane Mine, which is a giant amphitheater underground with much more space and different acoustics. And mm-hmm. we've now moved it into the sanctuary at the Old Dutch, which is where we rehearse usually in the other big room. So we're familiar with that building. So it's also important in the whole concept and the building of the piece for the past 4 years. So yeah, we scaled it down or not down, we just scaled it levelly differently.
Scaled it to fit the sanctuary space.
Right. Yeah. But we will still be multiple folks playing multiple roles. I mean, in the mine, I changed costumes 6 times. I don't know if I do. I do it. I probably do it again. I probably do it again in the church. But yeah, everybody that's involved is a huge part of it. Everybody is in everything almost.
It strikes me like the extent of the extravaganza here. This is not just like a simple one person play. You're talking about the music, the light. I mean, I'm thinking of like a Pink Floyd show or something, which is like you have this multi-sensory experience of what's going on there. And say it again.
The immersive experience part. I feel like sometimes I don't like to think of myself as a performer in a way. Well, let's see. Yeah. Well, we don't have any canoes in this show. I will say that.
There's not enough. There's no bodies of water in the church. There's just trickles of holy water. Like you could do mini canoes.
I could do mini canoes in the tiny fountain.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's adapted for this space for sure. But, you know, we don't have canoes in the lake, but we do have balconies. And so it's interesting to take a piece of work. We also shrunk it down not long ago in May for Graveside Variety, Woodstock, which was a space Amanda Palmer had operated for about a year in Woodstock. And that was really tiny. That was like 50 seats. And it was like being in a living room. So we shrank the Earth Opera down for that space once. So this is just different, you know, and it's exciting to work with this space as an instrument in itself, how to create an experience where when you come in, you know, you're like crossing a threshold into an experience. And there are parts that the audience can choose to be involved in as well. So there's not really this, you know, performers up there and audience over there. Like it's very interconnected and things happen all around and above and behind. And that's kind of how the show works.
It sounds super creative. And I am curious about the name, the inspiration for the name. I'm kind of getting the vibe of Earth Opera, like where that comes from as a general term. And Sanctuary Edition. Seeds Under Nuclear Winter. That's some heavy duty stuff. Where did that come from?
It started off as kind of a working title, but again, after 7 years of development and performance for 4 years, it kind of makes sense. You know, one of the central props in the show is the Doomsday Clock, which my friend Anne McDonald made, along with many of our costumes that are made out of linen and hand dyed and all that. Beauty. That topic of, you know, the chaos of our times and the tension of our times is definitely present in the work. And also just how global everything is, you know, something happens here, you feel the ripples across the pond. And the seeds is the hope underneath, even though there's a lot of difficulty right now between and not only, I guess, the political world and the way human beings are treating each other, but also with our climate and the way we treat our planet. And so it's the seeds is the hope underneath. Hmm. Even though it's a dark topic and we do head into some pretty dark spaces in the show, there's light at the end of that. And through the other side of that. So I don't want to lose that part of it, even though a lot of it started with a nightmare. It doesn't end there.
Yeah. Well, the beauty always comes out of the ashes, right? So seeds are amazing too, what they can go through.
Right.
Yeah.
From the performers as well, you can see that it's a labor of love from all of us. Everyone who's in it is there for a reason. We're dedicated to it. We want to see this happen. We're in love with what we're doing. And it's a big production. It's a big thing. And we want it to be successful. We want to be a part of it. We want to share it with everybody. And we want everybody to also cry and smile and be happy and see the earth, the world in the way that, I don't know, just, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing and we love it.
I don't know how sometimes, you know, 35 people line up in a room. I mean, in the rehearsal the other day, it's like, just like that small little miracle of like, okay, there's 35 people without a specific paycheck attached, willing to show up in the space to do this work together and to evolve it and make, you know, make this an offering for ourselves and also for people who come to experience that. So that's very beautiful. And I think, I don't know that I would have been able to continue putting all the energy into making this work without that kind of reciprocation of this willingness for so many artists and musicians to just be willing to show up and to do this together and want to do it again. You know, even just putting the question out there, okay, do you want to do another version? We just finished the show, huge show in August, September, and everybody is on board, you know, very quickly just to, you know, do it again. So there's something good in it and something that's feeding us. Which is why I have any energy to do it at all, I think. So yeah, very grateful for the cast and how much they put into it. And also how many new things we all try and stepping out of our element as like, I'm a musician or I'm only a dancer or I'm only a this or a that. And bringing our presence to new forms and being part of a dream that moves together. Yeah. That's what it is.
It sounds really cool. And obviously, yes, it's feeding your soul, feeding everybody's soul who's participating. But then it's this gift to the community that we have performance art, we have music, we have culture that we can go and participate in or witness or whatever it is, take in. And I think we're really lucky to have you all too. So that's great. It's mutual.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Definitely. Such a beautiful cast. And yeah, all the musicians and all the actors and a lot of choreography. Ariana Noble has been doing that and Sharon Penns. And we have Jaguar Mary X joining us in this performance. They weren't able to make the Mind Show, but we'll be rejoining the cast. They were in it for the last several years. And Lisa B. Kelly is in the show and a huge part of, you know, moving things together, moving the cast and, you know, a lot of the theatrical elements that she understands. So, yeah, a lot of, and Sarah Power. I could just pretty much spend 20 minutes just naming everyone that's in it because we have a big crew, but it's, sure, yeah. Right.
So great. And you have a cool place. It seems like they do pretty cool stuff down at the old Dutch church there. How has it been working with the church people? How have you been received? How's the vibe there? They're down with the televangelist coming into their church and Krishna. No problems there. yeah. How has that been?
They are so completely fantastic and totally welcoming. I think if people that were practicing in the Christian tradition were as open and loving and welcoming to the community and to all different kinds of people as that space is, that maybe that practice wouldn't have such a bad rap in some ways.
So you're saying they're real Christians?
I'm saying yes. That
they love. Sorry.
All the time. They're feeding artists. They're opening their doors to everybody. Everyone is welcome there. Huge supporters of the arts. So many events taking place there. So they're wonderful. I mean, we would not have been able to do the show if we didn't have that rehearsal space, because I don't know where we would really fit. Yeah. Unless it was outside. For 4 years, they've hosted our rehearsals. Because it's a community project and because they're about the people. You know, they're about the people. And I see that in the way that things are carried out. So, yes, I feel like it's a great space to do the show. And they've been very welcoming and you know, just open the doors and we just have to take care of the space. Of course, there's like that reciprocal thing, but yeah, just glad that they're there and open to this project. I don't know, you know, how much of the details of the show is known, but there are Franciscan monks in it. In addition to Krishna, Jesus does make an appearance. So does Green Tara, Hildegard, and our Hare Krishnas, and Hanuman is in there. So, you know, it's a lot of different representation from around the world, different ways of approaching the topic of what is divine. So I think that's another part of why it's called Earth Opera, because it's very inclusive of different traditions. Mm. We have Neem Karoli Baba making an appearance. and there's more Saint Margaret of the Parking Lot, who's a much lesser known saint, but she was from Kingston. And, I don't know where she is now, but she used to be here.
Patron saint of parking?
Saint Margaret of the Parking Lot, yeah.
Ah.
I met her in Barnes & Noble parking lot about 10 years ago. So she's in the opera.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. Wow. Doing great work there, it sounds like. So it's this Saturday. Doors open at 7 p.m. The old Dutch church right there in Kingston. They call it Uptown. Uptown Kingston, I believe.
Yeah. Earth-opera.com. We'll give you more information about the show, some videos, and where you can learn how to come to the show at earth-opera.com.
That's right. Just got to show up. Yeah, you got to show up. That's how life works. I think Woody Allen said, whether you like Woody Allen or not, it's a great quote. He said 90% of it all is showing up.
Mm, that's beautiful.
Yeah. It's kind of cool because you got to be there. And it sounds like your whole crew, your cast, all the people behind it, all the funding that you're able to get for all this stuff, you know, costumes and all this stuff, it takes funding as well. Just so extensive. Sounds like a lot of people showed up for this one. So I commend you on that.
Yeah. We could always use more of that, but you know, we have had some support through grants and things like that. And
yeah, well, they're updating. Speaking of nuclear winter, they're updating all the nuclear weapons which are the shelf life is going down. So they're putting trillions of dollars into redoing all the nuclear weapons, and somehow there's always money for that.
So interesting.
But if you need a couple canoes, for crying out loud, just even mini canoes, it's you got to GoFundMe. So anyway, this is great what you're doing. I really love that musical lineup, and I'm sure the production itself is going to be absolutely fantastic. How long does it run approximately? It sounds like it's probably a pretty lengthy. It's got to be pretty long. Well, you don't have to say. Is it a surprise? Yeah.
What do you think, Jed? It is the...
It'll be a little shorter in the Sanctuary Edition.
Yeah. The Mayan Edition was about 2 hours and 20 minutes. Given, you know, we did have canoes to paddle.
Yeah.
So take a different length of time there. So
lots of movement.
This will
lots
be...
Lots of space to cover in there.
Lots of... yeah, this will be about 2 hours, a little bit under 2 hours for the...
That's totally reasonable. I don't know how you pack it all in just 2 hours with all that you're telling me. So I wish you the best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
And again, folks, 7 p.m., doors open. The old Dutch church. Is it a Reformed church?
It is a Reformed church.
It is, whatever that means. It's Reformed, and it's going to be Reformed even more after Saturday, I'm sure. That didn't make any sense. But yeah, I wish you the best of luck. And go, yeah, go get them. Break something.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks.
We're gonna do it. So come on out. And it's the last time we're gonna do the show for a long while. So we've been doing it annually in the mine, and that is not the goal at this moment. So this will be our last our last trip through this Earth opera for a while, and I also have some new work that is calling me to write. So come out and see what we've been working on all this time together. Earth-opera.com is where you can get tickets and watch a couple videos from our mind show, see some of our gorgeous cast and hear a little bit of the music that's going to be there.
Awesome. Well, rock on. Thank you so much for being with me on the Monday Afternoon Show. This has been excellent.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
me. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, folks, that was Elizabeth Clark and Jed Zaib from the Earth Opera Show that's happening this weekend in Kingston. Seeds Under Nuclear Winter, an Earth Opera Sanctuary Edition, the Old Dutch Church. So we're going to play, they were mentioning Margaret of the Parking Lot, all sorts of interesting stuff. Here's a band I came across called Baba Yaga. Don't know if it has to do with the Earth Opera, but it does, because everything earthly and people-wise has to do with the Earth Opera, because here we are. Here's Baba Yaga, Yarba Mare Yarba.
space between us and the people who hide themselves behind the wall of illusion. Never glimpse the truth when it's far too late.
Spring.
That was Green Little Things from Earth Opera, happening in Kingston at 7 this Saturday. Beautiful music. Beautiful, beautiful. That old Irish harp. Can't go wrong with that. It is time to say goodbye, and thanks for joining us on the Monday afternoon show. And we'll catch you next week.
Your wife to be. Ex had me locked up, but you came to set me free. They say you're not my type, but you got my type of beat. So answer this, can you hold me, can I trust you? Paddock on the wrist, both arms, that's what us do. Mansion on the hills, half-half if you want to. But that's only if you want to. Usted me baila mi ahora, le mete sudando su cuerpo de mora.
De toda la baby, ella es la championa. Se pone loquita si me escucha en la emisora y ahora.
Usted me baila mi ahora, le mete sudando su cuerpo de mora.
De toda la baby, ella es la championa. Se pone loquita si me escucha en la emisora y ahora.
Leí de pensar que yo contigo quiero estar. Querer probar algo de ti para no olvidar. Yo no me sé ni su nombre, pero la quiero. Paso y dejo su fragancia, me desespero.
Y de pensar que yo contigo quiero estar. Quiero probar algo de ti para no olvidar.
Yo no me sé ni su nombre, pero la quiero. Paso y dejo su fragancia, me desespero.
Rapapapay, rapapapay,
oh, oh, oh.
Y rapapapay, rapapapay,
así es que la quiero, quiero.
Rapapapay.
rapapay, rapapapay.
La Big Mac de papá.
Two flags.